Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a really fascinating stack of sources.
Yeah, some great material today.
We've got company service frameworks, a bunch of client case studies, and some detailed financial portfolios. And it's all centered around this specific South African firm called Murray Consulting.
Right, an accounting and taxation firm based in Johannesburg.
Exactly. And our mission here today is to use their material to answer a surprisingly complex question, which is, what actually separates a basic everyday bean counter from a high-level strategic financial partner?
Which, I mean, that's a transition a lot of businesses really struggle with.
Oh, for sure.
You start out just trying to keep the authorities, in this case, the South African authorities, off your back, right? But eventually, you need someone who's actively engineering your growth. And the materials from Murray Consulting really give us this perfect blueprint of what that modern financial strategy looks like in practice.
It's interesting because usually when we talk about business accounting, there is this shared, almost universal collective groan.
Oh, absolutely. It's the worst.
Right. I was compared to going to the dentist. You sit in the chair, it's a painful but, entirely necessary chore, and you're just praying you don't have any financial cavities. Like, you just want to survive the appointment without needing an audit root canal.
Right, because the focus in that scenario is completely defensive. It's
Exact.
just about preventing decay, making sure the authorities don't penalize you for like missing a form. You're basically just paying someone to check boxes.
But imagine you bypass the dentist entirely, right? And instead, you go to a world-class sports physiotherapist.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, like someone who isn't just looking for damage. They're analyzing your stride mechanics, they're optimizing your oxygen intake, and suddenly you're running faster and jumping higher than you ever thought possible.
It's a totally different paradigm.
It really is. And based on these sources, with over 15 years of experience and more than 500 clients served, Murray Consulting positions itself strictly as that physiotherapist.
And to really grasp the value of that approach, you have to understand the environment they're operating in.
Right, the South African landscape.
Exactly. It's uniquely demanding. I mean, rigorous compliance is not a suggestion there.
Yeah, the sources make that very clear.
When you're dealing with institutions like SARS, which is the South African Revenue Service, and the CIPC,
That's the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, right?
right, exactly. When you deal with them, the margin for error is essentially zero. Like a dropped ball doesn't just mean a fine, it can mean total operational paralysis.
Which means having an all-in-one financial partner isn't just a luxury anymore.
No, not at all.
Because if you have your bookkeeper in one corner, your tax guy in another, and a legal consultant somewhere else,
They're eventually going to miscommunicate.
right. And in a zero-tolerance environment, that fragmentation can just be fatal for a business.
Yeah, agility really requires alignment. You can't execute a complex play if the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Which brings us to the first critical phase of a business's life cycle stabilization. Before you can conquer the market, you have to, keep the lights on.
Let's step into the engine room then.
Let's do it. So, looking at Murray Consulting's service pillars, the first two are accounting services and company secretarial work. Now, the accounting services part makes intuitive sense to me. Comprehensive bookkeeping, financial statements, management reporting, it's basically the dashboard of the car.
Right, you can't steer if you don't know your speed or your fuel level.
Exactly. But I have to admit, that second pillar really tripped me up. Company secretarial.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a layman, I hear that and I instantly picture like hiring someone to answer phones, manage the CEO's calendar, maybe order some office supplies.
Right, the terminology is definitely a relic,
It is.
and it misleads a lot of people outside the industry, but company secretarial has absolutely nothing to do with answering phones.
So what is it then?
It's basically the practice of rigorous corporate governance and legal compliance with the CIPC.
Okay, so what does that actually mean for the business owner? Like, what's the actual mechanic behind it?
So think of it as the invisible legal scaffolding that holds the company up.
Okay.
It involves registering the business entity, managing the statutory records, tracking the exact allocation of shares.
So all the foundational legal stuff.
Exactly. It's ensuring every structural requirement mandated by corporate law is formally documented and filed. Because if your CIPC compliance lapses, your business effectively halts.
Wait, halts completely.
Completely. Directors can become personally liable. Your corporate bank accounts can be frozen by the bank because you're no longer viewed as a compliant entity. You literally cannot trade.
Wow. Okay, that clarifies things immensely.
Big
It's not
three.
about taking notes in a meeting. It's about making sure the company legally exists to have the meeting in the first place.
Exactly that.
And the case studies we have really drive home the psychological toll this takes on leadership. Like, we have a testimonial here from David Clinton. He's the CEO of AllCraze 13.
I remember that one.
He describes suffering through a, quote, months-long headache regarding secretarial changes and CIPC submissions.
Ugh, the bureaucracy.
Yeah, it was just dragging on. But Murray Consulting stepped in and finalized everything within days.
Which is huge, because the cognitive load factor is just massive here.
Oh, I bet.
If a CEO is spending 3 months agonizing over a rejected CIPC submission, they are not thinking about product development or market expansion.
Right. They're bogged down in the engine room trying to fix a leak.
Exactly.
And we see that exact sentiment echoed by another client, Nathan, the CEO of TNM.
Oh, yeah.
He praises Murray for a flawless, seamless takeover of their bookkeeping and compliance. He actually specifically noted that they removed his entire administrative headache overnight.
Which is exactly what you want to hear.
Right. And the real payoff for him wasn't just, like, knee paperwork. His takeaway was, now I can focus on running the business knowing everything is in expert hands.
And that's the ultimate goal of the stabilization phase. You cannot optimize a chaotic system. Handing the engine room over to qualified engineers allows the captain to actually return to the helm.
But of course, stability naturally creates a new problem.
The growth ceiling.
Yes. Once the administrative headaches are gone and the company is legally stabilized, you hit a point where you need to scale.
And this is where we transition from playing defense to going on the offensive.
Right. Which brings us to their next two pillars, taxation services and business consulting. This involves, you know, strategic tax advisory, navigating complex financial transactions, designing internal controls.
It's the high-level stuff.
Yeah. And as I was reading through this section, my initial thought was to compare it to finding a hidden room in your house. You know, you knock on a wall, realize it's hollow, and suddenly you have all this extra space and wealth you didn't know you had.
I'd actually push that analogy a bit further.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, because the hidden room kind of implies the wealth was just sitting there waiting to be found.
Right, like finding a $20 bill in a winter coat.
Exactly. What strategic consulting actually does is closer to remodeling the house.
Oh.
You bring in an architect who looks at the floor plan, knocks down a few load-bearing walls, and fundamentally reroutes the plumbing.
So they're actively redesigning the structure so it operates more efficiently.
Precisely. They aren't just finding things. They're building a better system.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're changing the architecture, not just finding loose change in the couch cushions.
Right.
So let's look at how that plays out, starting at the individual level. We have a client story here from Michelle Levinson.
Mm-hmm.
She noted that Murray identified significant tax savings on her personal income tax by finding deductions her previous accountant completely missed. Like, she received a massive unexpected refund.
And see, her previous accountant was playing the role of the dentist.
Just checking for cavities.
Exactly. Taking the numbers she provided, plugging them into the forms, checking for obvious decay, and moving on. They were entirely transactional.
But Murray acted as the sports physiotherapist.
Right. Examining the mechanics of her finances to actually optimize the outcome.
But when you scale that architectural redesign up to the corporate level, the numbers become staggering.
You really do.
Like the case study of Molly, the CEO of Saley Safari. It's wild.
This one is incredible.
Molly states that Murray Consulting saved their company millions in taxes.
Millions.
Not thousands. Millions. The source material notes this was achieved through legal restructuring of how their affairs were administered. And this was an approach their previous accountant had never even considered.
Of course not.
Molly calls the impact transformational. So I have to ask, how does a firm just restructure millions of dollars into existence? Like, what is the actual mechanism there?
Well, while the sources don't give us, you know, their proprietary tax codes.
Right, obviously.
The concept of legal restructuring usually involves separating assets and liabilities to optimize tax rates.
Okay, give me an example.
So a basic accountant might just run all revenue through a single operating company.
You're just one big bucket.
But a strategic architect might come in and say, let's create a separate holding company for your intellectual property and another entity for your physical assets.
Oh, I see.
And by legally moving the money between these entities, like perhaps charging royalties or leasing equipment, you can utilize different tax brackets.
Wow.
You protect assets from creditors and you optimize how dividends flow to the shareholders.
So you aren't hiding money.
Not at all. You are just building a more efficient machine for it to travel through.
You're literally changing the reality of how the numbers are generated in the first place.
Exactly.
And that requires an elite understanding of the chessboard, which becomes even more apparent in the story of Chico. He's the CEO of Explore Projects and Trading.
Yes.
Chico utilized Murray's advice specifically for complex international trade deals.
Which is a whole different ballgame.
Seriously. They proactively restructured both the company's business and personal wealth for maximum tax efficiency based on those cross-border deals.
Because international trade introduces this massive web of friction.
I can imagine.
You're dealing with multiple tax jurisdictions, double taxation agreements, currency exchange controls.
It sounds like a headache.
It is. If you just send millions of dollars across a border without structuring it first, you trigger massive tax events. It's like trying to move water through a pipe full of holes.
Right.
The consulting work here is basically about plugging those holes before you turn the water on.
Which is incredible for profit maximization when everything is going well.
Yes.
But we need to pivot here, because the sources detail a scenario where the sun isn't shining. Because remodeling the house is great, but what if the city government shows up with a bulldozer?
Yeah, the deep dive shifts here from everyday consulting to, frankly, high-stakes crisis management.
Because the true test of a financial architect isn't just how well they build the house.
It's how well the house withstands a hurricane.
Exactly. And we have an absolute thriller of a case study here regarding Brett Hundermark. He's the CEO of BSAT.
Such a crazy story.
So a representative at Murray named Tawanda initially brokered a multi-million dollar international deal for the sale of a client base.
Which by itself is a massive consulting victory.
Oh, totally. But then the story takes a really sharp turn. Kawanda then had to fight and successfully won a monumental tax case against both the Reserve Bank and the Revenue Authority.
Taking on dual institutional titans simultaneously, I mean, that is a nightmare scenario for any business.
Yeah, how does that even happen?
The Revenue Authority, SARS, is essentially the apex predator of tax enforcement. They have immense power to audit, penalize, seize assets.
Right.
And the Reserve Bank, on the other hand, controls the flow of currency. They monitor exchange controls to ensure capital isn't illegally leaving the country.
Oh, so if you're doing international deals, you have to satisfy both of them.
Exactly.
And fighting just one of them is enough to keep a CEO awake for a year.
Oh, absolutely.
But fighting both.
I want to focus on a very specific phrase Brett uses in his testimonial.
He says this legal battle, quote, would have negatively affected the going concern of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And like to anyone outside of finance, going concern sounds incredibly mild.
It really does.
It sounds like someone's saying, well, we had a concern and it was going.
It definitely masks the severity of the situation.
Right. But in accounting terminology, a going concern is the baseline assumption that a business has the resources to survive and continue operating indefinitely.
Yes. If an auditor or a tax authority threatens your status as a going concern, they are pulling the fire alarm.
Wow.
They are saying your company is effectively terminal.
And the domino effect of losing that status is catastrophic, isn't it?
Unbelievably so. Banks will instantly call in your loans because you're no longer a safe bet. Suppliers will stop offering you credit and demand cash up front.
So you just bleed out.
And employees start jumping ship. By winning that dual battle against the Reserve Bank and SARS, Murray Consulting didn't just save BSAT a bunch of money.
Right.
They literally prevented the business from being wiped off the map.
That underscores that elite financial consulting isn't just about spreadsheets and tax brackets. It's about aggressive structural defense.
Absolutely.
And you can feel the emotional weight of that in the final case study we have here. This is from an individual client, Teresa Joffins.
Right.
She had an income tax dispute with SARS that had been dragging on for years.
Yeah.
An outstanding, unresolved nightmare.
Exhausting.
Yeah. And Murray stepped in and resolved it swiftly. And her takeaway wasn't celebrating like a financial windfall.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I finally have peace of mind I hadn't had in a very long time.
God, that psychological relief is the ultimate deliverable.
For sure.
Whether you're a multinational corporation fighting central banks or an individual trapped in a bureaucratic maze, having a partner who can definitively end the conflict is just invaluable.
So I'm looking at all of this, right? Millions saved in legal restructurings, multi-million dollar international deals brokered, dual government institutions defeated.
It's quite a resume.
It is. And if you are listening to this, you're probably making the exact same assumption I did. You're thinking, this is fascinating. But this level of elite financial architecture must be locked behind massive, exclusive retainer fees.
Right. Silly Safari can afford it, but I can't.
Exactly.
But the final section of our sources actually completely subverts that expectation.
Yeah, this blew my mind.
Marie Consulting is actively leveraging technology to democratize access to this kind of expertise.
Yeah, they have a section on their platform called the Client Portal. And the documentation makes a huge point to emphasize that this features anytime access with absolutely no login required.
It's not gated behind a paywall or a client contract.
Right.
They're offering immediate utility. For example, they host a tax and salary calculator that uses the updated 2025-2026 SARS tables.
So anyone can just go in and use it.
Anyone. Yeah. They can use it to estimate their income tax or calculate an employee's net take-home pay. They also feature a compliance deadline tracker, which visually maps out all the key 2026 filing and payment dates for both SARS and the CITC.
But, okay, the feature that stopped me in my tracks, and honestly made me highly skeptical, is the Murray Assistant.
Ah, the AI.
Yes. It is an AI tax advisor built directly into the portal. The pitch is that it answers complex South African tax questions instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to push back here. We just spent 20 minutes discussing how ruthless SARS is, how unforgiving the CIPC can be, and the absolute nightmare of losing your going concern status.
Right.
Now you're telling me I should trust an AI chatbot with my corporate tax strategy. Like, how is that safe for any business owner?
Look, your skepticism is entirely justified. The danger of hallucination or bad advice from an AI in a zero-tolerance regulatory environment is immense.
Exactly.
However, if you look closely at the interface details provided in the sources, there is a massive, unmissable disclaimer attached to the Murray Assistant.
What does it say?
It explicitly states, guidance only, not professional advice. Talk to a human.
Oh, okay. So they aren't pretending this is like a digital replacement for Tawanda brokering your international deal?
Not at all. The AI functions as an advanced triage tool.
Triage tool.
Yeah. Consider the reality of a founder's life. Crises and questions rarely pop up on a Tuesday at 10 a.m. It's usually like Sunday night at 2 a.m.
True.
A founder is staring at a new vendor contract and stressing over the VAT implications. The Murray Assistant is there to provide instant baseline guidance.
Right.
It gives them a framework to understand the scope of the problem immediately, which significantly lowers the temperature of the panic.
It stops them from spiraling until Monday morning.
Exactly. And from a business operations standpoint for Murray Consulting, this is brilliant resource allocation.
I know so.
By deploying AI to handle the endless stream of basic immediate queries like, what tax bracket am I in? Or when is this specific form due? They are protecting their human capital. They're freeing up their elite consultants to focus entirely on the high-level, complex, strategic architecture. You don't want the architect who can redesign a multi-million dollar corporate structure spending 3 hours a day answering basic scheduling questions.
No, of course not. It's a fascinating hybrid model.
It really is.
You get the scale and instant access of AI for the basics and the bespoke, aggressive defense of a human expert for the high-stakes battles.
Mm-hmm.
We have covered a lot of ground today exploring these sources. Mm-hmm. We took a deep look at Murray Consulting to map out the entire spectrum of modern financial services.
Right, starting in the engine room.
Exactly. Seeing how crucial it is to stabilize a business by curing those hidden CIPC and corporate governance headaches.
And then we move from defense to offense, exploring how strategic architects remodel the financial house through legal tax restructuring and cross-border deal navigation to uncover millions in hidden value.
Then we witness the absolute necessity of crisis management, learning what it takes to protect a company's going concern against the combined force of the Reserve Bank and the Revenue Authority.
And finally, we saw how technology is democratizing this knowledge, using AI as a triage tool to make elite guidance instantly accessible.
It really forces a total reevaluation of what you should expect from a financial partner.
It really does.
Which brings us to a question for you listening to this deep dive. Take a hard, critical look at your own financial setup right now. Is your current partner just playing the role of the dentist?
Just checking for cavities.
Right. Are they just checking for regulatory cavities, filling out the forms you hand them, and sending you on your way? Or are they acting as your sports physiotherapist?
Are they actively analyzing your mechanics, legally redesigning your financial structures, and optimizing your engine for massive growth?
Because if you are only playing defense, your biggest assets might be sitting in a hidden room you haven't even discovered yet.
And as we consider the implications of tools like the Murray Assistant, there's a lingering thought I want to leave you with.
Okay.
We established that the AI today is a triage tool, providing instant answers to complex tax questions while humans handle the strategy. But algorithms evolve rapidly.
They really do.
How long until an AI isn't just answering questions, but proactively designing the kind of multi-million dollar corporate restructuring that transforms Silly Safari? As AI inevitably climbs the ladder of complexity, will the elite accountant of the future cease to be the primary creator of financial strategies and instead simply become an editor of AI-generated masterpieces?
Definitely something to ponder the next time you find yourself sitting in the dentist chair.